things, perform miracles, rumors that he could heal. And so I decided to wait. People had said that he's coming to town. And I was sitting in my normal spot, and I heard a group come. And one called out, "Rabbi." I knew this must be their teacher. This must be the one that they call Jesus, the one who could possibly heal. And they asked their rabbi this question: who sinned? This man here because he's blind? Or his parents? You see, I was born blind. And each day, someone would lead me to my spot right here on the side of the road, where I would sit in the dirt, hoping, praying, begging that someone would come and help me. And then they asked the question, who sinned? The question that I have been asking God each and every day. God, what have I done to deserve this? Because everybody knows if you're blind like me, you're lame, you're hurt, then you must have sinned. You must have done something to cause this upon you. But as I said, I was born blind. So I asked my parents, what have they done to offend God? But they're good people. They go to church. They go to synagogue. They don't know what they did. But what I know, what my parents know, doesn't matter. Others, they see me as a sinner. They see me as someone who is worthless. You know, you did something to get yourself in this mess, so now you have to live with it. You get told something over and over again, you start to believe it yourself. Have you ever had that happen to you? You've been told that you're no good, that you're worthless, that you're a sinner because of this or because of that. You hear it so much that it becomes truth to you. You start to believe the lies for yourself. Then Jesus, he answered the question. Neither this man or his parents sinned. Did you hear that? It's not my fault. I'm not worthless. I'm not a sinner. As I wondered my whole life, I was just born blind. There's no reason behind it. The joy that I felt to be told that I'm not worthless, that I'm not a sinner, that it's not my fault. And then Jesus said something that I'll never forget. He said that I am the light of the world. Living in darkness my whole life, I started to wonder and think about what it would be like to see light. I mean, I know what light is. People tell me if I'm sitting in the shade and then I move out into the sun, I can feel the light, the warmth of the sun on my skin. I know when it's almost nighttime because I can smell the oil burning in the lanterns, that darkness is coming. Or I know that day is going to come and light will soon be near when you hear the roosters crow. And as I sat at my seat, the spot where I prayed that someone would stop and help me, thinking about what it would be like to see the light, I started to wonder, I started to hope, maybe this Jesus can heal me, help me to see the light. Then I heard a familiar sound, one that I've heard before, the sound of someone spitting. And out of instinct, I ducked and I covered my face because people not only told me that I was worthless, but they would come by and show me I was worthless by spitting in my face. But I didn't get hit that time. I heard the spit fall right in front of me on the ground. I heard footsteps come close. I could smell the mud being formed from the dirt and the spit. I could feel the mud being placed up on my eyes and rubbed across my face and I felt this warmth fill my entire body. It's like when the sun hits your skin and you're warm, except this warmth came from the inside out. And Jesus told me, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. And so I got up and someone helped to lead me. I've heard about this pool. They say that the waters have these healing properties, and I've went many times, but they didn't work. But this trip was different. This time there was hope that I'd be healed. And as I was led down into the pool, as quick as I could wash the mud off my face and cleanse away, I opened my eyes, and for the first time in my life, I saw the light. I could see. This Jesus had healed me. I was blind, but now I could see. I could see the light. I don't know how many people I knocked over as I was getting out of the pool, but I ran back and I told everybody, I can see. I can see. He has made me where I can see. I was once blind. I can see. I came back to my spot and Jesus wasn't there, but I started telling everybody, I was blind. I was the beggar and now I can see. Some didn't believe me. You just look like that blind beggar, that you're not him. Then others said, you need to go and see the Pharisees. So they brought me to see the Pharisees. And I told them the whole story of how Jesus had healed me. But I could already see that there was tension and feel it in the room. They were more concerned that he healed me on the Sabbath. He must be a sinner then, this Jesus. They asked me, what do you think about him? And I said, I think he's a prophet. They still didn't believe that I was blind, so they called my parents in. When my folks arrived, they said, yes, he was born blind. But he's old enough, now ask him, he can answer for himself. Again, they said, you need to come clean. You need to tell the truth. Tell us that this Jesus is a sinner. Tell us what really happened. Whether he's a sinner or not, I can't answer that. All I can say was that I was once blind, but now I can see. They asked me the same question again. How did he make you see? Which I replied with, kind of sounds like you keep asking the same question. Maybe you want to be his disciples. Oh, that hit a nerve. They did not like that. They immediately replied, we are the disciples of Moses and the Moses' law. I wasn't surprised that pretty soon after that, I was kicked out of this meeting. I'm back out on the street trying just to take in everything now that I can finally see. And then I see somebody coming. Couldn't really see their face that well because the sun was shining behind them, but as they got closer, I felt that warmth. I knew that it was Jesus. He came, he took hold of me. He says, do you believe in the Son of God? I said, tell me where he is so I can believe. Jesus says, he's talking to you right now. And I said, Lord, I believe. I've came here today to share with you my story. A story of how I was once a blind beggar, sitting on my spot each and every day, hoping and praying that someone would come and help me. And then Jesus, he stops and he heals me. Where others saw this worthless sinner who's no good, Jesus saw a child of God. Jesus saw someone in need, and he helped me. Others didn't believe. Others didn't believe that Jesus was the light of the world. But all I know is that I was blind, and now I can see. My prayer for you is that you too can know the light of the world. And if you are blind, this light of the world can help you to see. Amen.